Hey, this is Chelsea Schaefer. Welcome back to The Score. Today's episode is with Mr. Alan Jones, who purchased the horse that sold for $1.7 million at the Old West Futurity Sale in Heber City, Utah. Now, this conversation is interesting, and I know you read an earlier conversation that I had with him right after the sale, and he was kind of in shock. And so that went on Team Roping Journal, like I said, the day after the sale. But we had this talk about a week and a half later, and he had a little bit more time to process everything that had happened and the response that he absolutely did not expect after the sale ended. You know, as he said to me, I just bought a horse. I just wanted to buy a horse. I had no idea what was going on. So we got to break down what all of this meant to the industry, what this meant to him. Where did $1.7 million come from? How did he save up this much money to buy this mare from Solo Select and the Relentless Remuda? And what are his future plans for? I think if you are interested, if you weighed in, if you liked those comments, if you were there for the comments, like so many people were on this conversation, this is a conversation for you to listen to. So I hope you all enjoy Mr. Alan Jones of Borger, Texas, and he is going to talk about the horse Crosby Ray Vaughn that he bought at the Old West Futurity Sale from Solo Select and the Relentless Remuda. We are less than a week removed from the sale. Or no, we're about a week removed from the sale. We're more than a week removed from the sale. What has gone through your mind as you've processed this in the last week and a half?
Well, the shock is still there, but it's subsided a little bit. And I've got a better perspective of what I actually did now. And all I thought I was doing was buying a horse, really, and I didn't expect it to be that, have that much of an impact on this industry as what it had, you know. And so I guess I feel like that I've got a better perspective on everything now. Mm-hmm. You know,
what have some of your rancher buddies and your, I'm sure there's some team ropers somewhere in your circle. What sort of feedback have you received from your friends?
I haven't gotten anything but positive from everyone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and particularly the cowboy community around here, they've all been really, really supportive. And I talked to a guy a while ago, a friend of mine, and he said that a guy from California called him that was in the horse business, wanting to know if they knew me, you know, and he said, oh, yeah, everybody around here in Borger, they know him. He's been here all his life. And but it's gone out that far, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's really kind of surprising to me. But overall, I haven't had any negative whatsoever from mm-hmm. anybody personally.
Mm-hmm. And what, you know, you said you've gained a little bit more perspective, but like, and you said you thought you were just buying a horse. What has this... I don't know. What's your takeaway from a week and a half of like the shock of the industry's response? What do you make of it all?
Well, I think I really have something that I can build around, and mm-hmm. You know, and contrary to some of the comments that have been out there, I feel very positive about it, and I feel like I did something that's going to benefit my ranch and benefit me and benefit it probably benefit everyone around me in one way or the other. Mm-hmm. You know?
And what about this mare made you want to step up?
Well, it was where she stood in everybody's viewpoint. Mm-hmm. I mean she stood out as the 3-year-old. Mm-hmm. And when I went into this auction, it's obvious I didn't go in to just listen. I went in to I went in with the intention of buying her, and I just feel like that I that the that there wasn't any other choice out there. And I've mentioned before that the team that surrounds her right now, I don't feel like that it could get any better than that. And and what all of us are going to put into this, I think that it has the best chance of being a success.
Yeah, absolutely. How involved do you want to be? What role do you want to play in this process going forward?
Well, I want to be in the decision-making process of what goes on, but she's already got a plan that's mapped out for her, I think. And I think I'm going to allow Melanie and Ty and to carry forward with what they were done. In fact, Melanie had stated that she's going to put her in a program that she would put one of her other horses in, or what she was already involved in, what she was proceeding with at the time. And so I'm gonna let that run and run with it, more or less. I'm just gonna be being informed, and I'm good, and I'm good with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, why did you decide to put this sort of investment in the rope horse business as opposed to, a lot of people with big money go into the cutting or the cow horse or the reining? Why the rope horse business this time of year or this time of, I don't know, this time in the rope horse industry and the Western industry? Why roping?
Well, we love to go to rodeos, and the team roping is one of the most exciting events to us. And we've seen just in the last 3 or 4 years how the hype has grown and everything, for the industry. And it's just it's a growing part of the rodeo, and we love to go to rodeos and everything, and we've noticed in the last 3 or 4 years how everything's grown. And it's the opportunity that this horse offered us. I mean, here 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were looking at a barrel horse, and that fell through. And the reason that one of the reasons that fell through was that we didn't we talked to some people about the possibility of riding a horse that we might buy, but it just didn't feel like it was the right team that would be put together for development, and could have results in a time frame that would be satisfactory to my age, if you want to put it that way.
Sure, I understand. As far as your career goes, tell me about your career up to this point outside of horses. What's your day job?
Okay, well, my family, well, actually, my dad worked in a radiator shop back in the late 40s and early 50s, and he went to work for a radiator shop. He worked there for 6 months, and then he went into the Navy in the Korean conflict, and he served there for 3 years, and then he came out and he worked as a parts washer. He worked as a car salesman. He worked as several other things during that time, during that 3 or 4 years. My granddad told him that if he ever found a business that he wanted to get into, to come to him. And he always said a man ought to be have his own business, because he did. And so after about 5 years after getting out of the service, he went to my granddad and borrowed $2,000 and bought the radiator shop where he had worked 5 or 6 years earlier. When I got out of college, I moved directly in. I had already started working there in 1974, and when I got out of college, he essentially dropped the keys on the desk and said, "Okay, it's yours," and left. And so I had to grab myself by the belt loop and figure it out. I had three employees that were fairly rebellious because I had just come out of college, and they didn't like the idea of a 22-year-old kid coming in and bossing them around and everything, and but But it took a few years, but I won everybody over, and soon after that we built a building and got into radiator manuf or rebuilding radiators. Actually, we had been in that, but we got into it a little bit heavier, and then it led to in 1991 it led to radiator manufacturing, and now we build radiators, and they go pretty much all over the world in units that other people package mostly. We don't do very much exporting, but the manufacturing business is what got me into this, and I never realized how much scrap was going to be accumulated though, and so we started accumulating scrap out of the business. We subsequently wound up getting a contract from one of the refineries, well, the only refinery here, and I was able to, over the last 15 or 16 years, I was able to save the money that I actually bought this horse with.
I'm going to take a break really quickly to tell you about roping.com because we're talking about the mare Crosby Ravon. Her whole program from the time she was two and Miles was introducing her to cattle is on roping.com. That is the highest selling mare at public auction of all time in the Western industry. And her start to finish, or as you will see, because we will keep following her start and now her continued progress is all going to live only exclusively on roping.com. And if you're a KeyCard Max member, you get a roping.com membership for free. That means you can stream a lot of the major World Series ropings, the finale, the US Finals, plus, of course, there's so many more benefits to a KeyCard Max. You get US Roper, which is a roadside assistance program. You get discounts left and right to the World Series finale, to the US Finals. It is an amazing deal. So get your membership at globalhandicaps.com, at WSTRroping.com, or USTRC.com. Or go over and get your roping.com membership. You can watch, of course, the entire Relentless Bermuda training program because there are no secrets to what those guys do. They put it all out there for everybody to see. And it all lives on roping.com. You can see everything there. Like I said, Crosby Ravon, start to finish, lives over on roping.com. Thank you all. Enjoy the rest of the interview.
So that kind of gives you a little bit of
Yeah.
an overview of where I've come from.
Yeah, I think that's when people comment or on the internet, it's always where did that come from or how does that like people kind of can't wrap their heads around spending that kind of money, but when you tell the story of where it came from, it's not like it's just some money that you had sitting in a trust fund somewhere. It there was a whole story behind where that money comes from, which is really neat.
Yeah, we earned that money, and I set it back for the specific purpose of waiting on something like this to come along. 15 years ago, we got in the ranching business. I bought a ranch. I had a buddy that, in fact, he took me out to ride horses. I'd broken up with a girlfriend or something, and he said, "Let's go ride horses. That'll settle you down." So we went out and rode horses, and then I befriended some cowboys here in town. That's a hard cliquish type deal to break into, and but these guys took me under their wing and took me out on some gatherings and some brandings and everything, and it everybody that is probably out there agrees with me that this gets in your blood, and it's something that I feel like I should have been doing since I was five, except I started when I was 45. And so I had another friend. His name was Monty Johnson. While we were doing all this cowboying or whatever, I bought six cows, and he loaned me 50 acres to put these cows on. And I kept them there for about a year until this buddy of mine said, "Well, my boss has a, and he's my cow. This guy, this buddy is my cowboy now, come to think of it." And He said, my boss has this ranch for sale, and it was the same guy that loaned me the 50 acres, and he told me a price on it, and before I knew it, within 3 or 4 months, we were signing papers, and I had 10,000 acres. And it started out, I was just looking for 100 acres to piddle around with, and to move my six cows to, and that's what now I've got 350 of the real nice red Angus Mollie cows, and we own 20 bulls and 12 red bulls and eight Herefords, and we're building a house out on the ranch now, and I mean that's where I'll probably take my last breath is out there on that ranch, you know.
This way of life certainly kind of gets into your blood.
Well, it does. The people that you get around and everything else, I mean, everybody's just as down to earth as they can be, and it's where there's no kneeling or there's no burning flags and or anything like that, and in fact, all those ideals are protected in this industry and still, and that's something else that we love about it, you know.
Sure. And when you listened to the interview with Steve Friscup and he kind of talked about what this meant to our industry, how have you been wrapping your head around that and the significance of what this means for the growth of the rope horse industry and your role in it?
Well, it made me really take notice of all the comments and all the reactions from all the people around me. Nothing, like I said, nothing but positive. And what he said, I didn't realize how true it was, but I guess that it is, and it's going to be, because there ain't any stopping a boulder rolling down a hill. I mean, you just got to get out of the way and let it go.
That's remarkable. Well, I am so grateful that you've given us this time because I feel like, when this all happened, I was so excited. I called Ty Smith when the sale ended and said, like, do you think he'll want to talk? And he said, man, I bet he will. And because so many people were they thought maybe you weren't a real person. So I am glad to know that you're a real person who is going to be very involved in this industry going forward. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, that brings up something else. I had a guy on the phone during the auction. We were at that Cody Johnson concert, and the guy on the floor, I had mentioned in the verbal interview that was done that he may not have understand what I said when I really said stop, and he went ahead and bid. And I got thinking about that, and it really might have made him look bad a little bit, but I was only trying to tease about it, and because I really didn't have any hang-ups except a hesitation in between 1.65 and 1.7, but the hesitation is all there was, so. He certainly, the guy on the floor certainly didn't make any mistakes or anything, and I wanted to make sure
Clarify that.
that was clarified.
That's all good. No worries. I think it's I think people are always trying to poke holes in really good things sometimes. And you've been a business person your whole life, and something that I'm curious about, or something that people have been talking about, is that this is going to drive up the price too high for rope horses across the country. Do you feel that that's the case in any of your business experience, that when something is priced really high, that it, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, what do people coming up want to look for? Do they want to look at being able to make $2,000 or $3,000 a year in a sport, or do they want to be able to set their goals higher and maybe be the one that excels and succeeds to the highest level. And that would be my reaction to everybody. My reaction to it would be that it would set goals for me to wind up as high as I could on that totem pole.
I love it. I love it. And what's your wife think now after? Is she just ecstatic? She's the one who found the horse to begin with, correct?
Yeah, she is. She's very excited about it, and we're excited about what we're going to do with her. Although we probably won't ever even hardly see her, but that's okay with us. I mean, this is a deal that is a it's more of a business deal than anything else, with that kind of money involved, that's the way it's got to be looked at, is that it's a business deal. But she is, I mean, and she likes to be able to take the credit for finding her, and this being the result of her efforts. And I can tell you that my wife is very proud of that, and I'm proud of my wife.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. Well, thank you so much for giving me the time and yeah, just going all over this. I love it so much.
I'd like to say also that, we're going to set up a website. We haven't had a real website for the ranch or anything, but we're going to set one up, and we want to be able to let people that want to know about what's going on, and maybe keep up with it a little bit, and I'd like to, and whatever we get set up, I'd like to invite all the negative comments and the positive comments in, because the negative, all negative comments do is give you a something to rise up from, and it takes criticism as well as being an advocate, your advocates out there to really set yourself in a situation where you make really good business decisions and personal decisions, so we're going to welcome all the comments, and we want everybody to say what they feel,
Well, it is going to be a very illuminating journey going forward, I feel like. So it'll be fun to show this journey because there's going to be a lot happening in the next. It's a lot of pressure to have the $1.7 million mare that is, people are going to be watching her from day one when she enters the arena, and there's probably nobody better to handle that pressure than the King of the Cowboys, but it'll be interesting.
Well, I feel for Trevor on that, because that's got to be a lot of pressure, and maybe they don't feel any, but it is on their shoulders, but there ain't any better out there to do the job than those guys. And I don't get me wrong, I know there's a lot of good cowboys out there. I mean, there he is. Even the local cowboys around here, they amaze me every time I go out and I watch them. They just and work with them. They just amaze me at some of the things that they can do. And that's one of the reasons that we fell in love with it. Anyway, we even got a daughter that up until a couple years ago, she wore her fingernails like an inch long, and so. The very first deal she came to, she was ear tagging, and so all the cowboys started giving her crap. And so now when she shows up, her nails are about a half an inch long, and so eventually they're not going to be very much nails, because she's getting in there and she's actually deciding that she's loving this. And she says she doesn't want to do anything else but ear tag, but we're going to have her doing everything.
That's a riot.
Yeah.
Well, very good, sir. Well, thank you again so much.
Okay, Chelsea. Thank you
Thank
very
you,
much.
Mr. Jones. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode of The Score. We will have more coming for you as the 4th of July run is underway. There is lots going on in the sport of team roping, and we are here to bring it to you, as always. So if you want to pay attention to everything that's going on, check back very often at teamropingjournal.com. Follow all of our social channels at Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, on YouTube Shorts, wherever you like to get your news, we've got it for you. Thank you all, and we will be back again later in the week.